This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Capitol complex was shut down temporarily Monday out of an abundance of caution after a small fire broke out nearby, the U.S. Secret Service said, underscoring security jitters days before President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. The Secret Service said, quote, "There is no threat to the public," end quote, in a tweet. The lockdown follows the deadly January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., by President Donald Trump supporters, some of whom called for the death of Republican Vice President Mike Pence as he presided over the certification of Democrat Biden's November election victory. Vice President Mike Pence is planning to attend Wednesday's inauguration, while Mr. Trump is not, foregoing 160 years of the U.S. tradition of an outgoing president attending his successor's swearing-in ceremony to demonstrate a peaceful transfer of power. Defense officials say they are worried about an insider attack or other threat from service members involved in securing President-elect Biden's inauguration Wednesday, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
This is prompting the FBI to vet all of the 25,000 National Guard troops coming into Washington for the event. This comes on top of the routine military reviews of service members for extremist connections. It underscores fears that some of the very people assigned to protect the city over the next days could present a threat to the incoming president and other VIPs in attendance. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy told the Associated Press, "Officials are conscious of the potential threat and warn commanders to be on the lookout for any problems within their ranks." I'm Julie Walker.
Joe Biden is set to be inaugurated as the 46th president of the United States via remote. This is VOA.